everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll check in with the Red Hot Peterborough Petes. They came into Friday's action leading the OHL Eastern Conference, but locked up in quite a battle with their longtime rivals from down the highway. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is Erie Otters goaltender Joseph Merdaka. He picked up a 3-0 record last week on the back of a 0.67 goals against average and .964 save percentage. He picked up those stats by stopping 54 of 56 shots faced, as the Erie Otters have been on a roll of late, and whether it's their goaltending or their big guns up front or anybody in between has certainly been quite a team performance by the Otters. Merdaka is from Niagara Falls and joined the Otters in December. Since then, he's posted 11 wins out of 13 decisions this year, posting an impressive 2.13 goals against average and 2 shutouts. Over to the Eastern Conference right now, and the Peterborough Petes have been on quite a run over the past couple of months, but still can't seem to shake the Oshawa Generals. Peterborough, Oshawa, always been a rivalry in the Ontario Hockey League, and right now, those two teams battling for the top spot in the Eastern Conference. Veteran defenseman Matthew Timms of the Petes knows it's a battle between the Gens and the Petes, but knows his team is playing very well of late.
With Matt Timms of the Peterborough Petes, and here we are, time ticking down in the regular season, and you guys are in quite a battle with the Generals in the East Division and the Eastern Conference. Take me through. It just seems like every night you guys win, they win as well. You guys can't get away from each other.
Yeah, it's been a pretty close battle all year. It's pretty fun because since I've been in the league and since I've been with the Petes, they've been our main rival. So we have 2 games remaining against them till the end of the season. And so it's going to be pretty exciting to play them. They're going to be really important games, so it's going to be one that's pretty easy to get into.
Obviously, Peterborough-Oshawa, doesn't take much to get into that rivalry, as you've known over your time with the Petes, but do you find, especially this year with this battle, and of course fans taking a greater interest because of the battle, you found it's just added a little bit more buzz around the Petes and the Generals this season?
Yeah, I think a little bit. In my first year, I found it was pretty insane just because obviously your first year in the OHL, you're learning a lot about the league. I mean, you probably take pride a lot more in how the ranks and how loud the arena is. So it's pretty insane in my first year. And then obviously now with our rivalry, ramping up pretty good, it's kind of revamped, I guess, our rivalry. Last year, I think we were both pretty mediocre teams, so it wasn't too intense. So now that we're both playing for first place, it's pretty insane.
Talk to me about how this season has come along for the Petes. You guys had the big winning streak. Did you find just going into that, that's when you guys really found your game?
Yeah, I think we kind of knew we had it all along. We kind of looked at the talent heading into the year, knowing we could do some damage in our conference. And pieces started to fall into place. Guys like Zach Gallant were kind of expanding his role from last year and really coming into his own. He was massive for us throughout that streak. And obviously, as you guys I'm sure know, Dylan Walls, Scott Smith have been unbelievable for us. In the back end, and everyone else is doing their job, chipping in. I think people really found their roles at that point in time. I think people were starting to settle into their lines and gain some chemistry. I know I was with my D partner, Kyle Jenkins. So I think things just sort of fell into place. At that time, things really started clicking. We always really had it, but at that certain time, we just started rolling.
Did it bring a lot of confidence to the room when the additions were made in January with Nikita Kurostalev coming in, Alex Black, Christopher Paquette? Did that really give a boost to the guy saying, hey, you know what, everybody's got confidence in us here to make a run this season?
Yeah, and I think we kind of saw that coming once we went on that big win streak. For some people in the dressing room, it's a bit of a change. Since I've been here in Peterborough, we haven't really gone for it, so it's pretty exciting time. Sometimes in the middle of the season, you can get tired, mentally exhausted at times. But obviously, when you're going, bringing new guys into the room, it really excites you. It kind of gives you more motivation to show up to the rink and work even harder, knowing that people are going to be pushing for your spot, and also that you guys are going in for it and going to be top team in your conference.
Tell me about how your season has come along this year. A point a game from the blue line. You're really pleased with the way your season's come along here now in your third year at the Petes?
Yeah, I definitely am. I think my first year is one of those things where you just kind of thrown into the fire, see how it works out. For me, I wasn't too pleased with my first and my second year. I think I had a lot more to offer. But like I said, my first year, kind of an adjustment year. Being a 16-year-old coming to the league, especially as a defenseman, it's never easy. I don't think I had too high of expectations from anyone around. And then kind of coming into my second year, I kind of learned the ropes a little bit from some of our older defensemen. I wanted to expand my role, but I don't think I played well enough to do so. Also, we had a pretty good decoy last year. We had like three NHL drafted defensemen, an overage defenseman. So it wasn't too easy to get ice time, but it came. And again, it was another really good experience to learn from some of the older guys from NHL signed defensemen, like Dominic Machine and Matt Spencer. And I kind of came into my third year, really knowing the league a lot better, knowing what you got to do day in and day out to be a effective player in this league. And then I came in, guys gone at NHL camps, gave me a little more confidence, thinking, you know what, man, I'm playing some younger guys in the league. And then I had a good first couple games. Guys started coming back from NHL camps. I never really lost that confidence. I think a big thing for me is being my D partner, Kyle Jenkins. We found chemistry with each other since we were paired together. Play together pretty much in all situations, so he's been awesome for me.
Have you found there's been a lot more excitement and a lot more buzz around the rink with the way you guys have been playing and climbing up the standings, just with the attendance and with or even around Peterborough itself?
Yeah, for sure. It's I think it's really exciting. Like I said before, in the previous years I've played here, we've never really gone in for it or being a first place team, or a third place, which we're in now, but we're tied anyways. So it's pretty cool. People see you around town and kind of notice you're a Pete, because it's a pretty small community here, and they say hey and congratulations on what's going on, and they're pretty excited, and it's always nice to see that you're getting attention for the success you're bringing around town. So it's obviously a storied franchise here in Peterborough. It's one of the big things you do here in Peterborough, like the Peets and the Lakers. So people are pretty passionate about their Peets, and so the fact that we can go out there and put wins on the board and bring excitement into the building, it's pretty cool.
That was Peterborough Petes defenseman Matt Timms. Here's a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings, and we have a new leader. The Erie Otters are the number one team in the country, followed by the Regina Pats of the Western Hockey League, as those two teams have switched positions. Also from the OHL, the London Knights at 4, the Sioux Greyhounds at 5, and the Owen Sound Attack come in at number 8 with honorable mention to the Windsor Spitfires. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.